how it's the summer season and maybe you want to get out and explore. And I want that for you, too. However, I do need to let you know that the U.S. State Department recently updated its travel advisory specifically to St. Lucia, urging travelers to take extra precautions because of crime. And that actually started on July 10th that they sent that level two advisory out to the public. And immediately I thought at first, okay, so I see travel advisories sometimes. Maybe it's for health reasons or maybe it's for, you know, whatever's going on. But specifically, this is because of crime. So who do I go to? One of our law enforcement experts on the show, or really the law enforcement expert on our show, Gary McNamara, who's also my co-host for Beat in the Badge. And Gary, you also like to travel. In fact, Gary is a... Can I tell people that you're Canadian? I don't think people know that. It's a fun fact. Gary's actually Canadian.
I think I just did.
I think you've already done that.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact, though. I don't think people know that. Yeah. So, yes, Gary McNamara is actually Canadian. He was born in Canada. But we stole him. Yes, he's now American.
So, this is interesting.
First of all, I don't know what they mean by the crime levels. Like, do you know anything about this?
Yeah, I mean, so the State Department has four levels. The first level is kind of like things are normal. And, you know, like we always talk about crime and, you know, being aware. So level one doesn't mean that you should not be aware. You know, when you travel, you and I have talked about it. You just got back from traveling. I'm going to Canada actually in the middle of the of August. So that level one just basically means be aware. Like there's no real big alerts. That doesn't mean that there's no crime or something you should be aware of. Level two is like, hey, there's an increase in crime. You know, doesn't mean cancel your trip. It just means that we're seeing trends within certain areas. St. Lucia being one of them now is that level two of, hey, raise your awareness. It's like if you were in a neighborhood at home and the police say to you, hey, we're seeing a lot of car break-ins. It's like there's always the potential for car break-ins, but now we're really starting to see a trend uptick. Mm-hmm. And then the level three is like really an advisory. And then the highest level is a level four, like do not travel based upon their assessment. So a level two is they're seeing trends targeting vacationers or others in these countries, and St. Lucia just happens to be one of them.
But it sounds like it's violent crime, Gare. Like, I mean, it sounds like they're talking about robberies, assaults, even rapes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, these are not. This is not, I'm not minimizing it.
I'm thinking like pickpocketing. So as you mentioned, when we went to France, that was like the number one thing we were told was like, hey, just be aware that they're really going after American tourists and they're really pickpocketing. And I saw a lot of that, especially trending on social media. So that's what we were aware of. But I mean, this is talking about really violent crimes.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So I'm not minimizing it to say, hey, this is just you know, be careful because, you know, people are taking your wallets. This alert, it's basically level two would say exercise increased caution based upon there is the potential for violent crime can occur anywhere on the island, and visitors staying at resorts can be the victims of, like you said, armed robbery, assaults, burglaries, and sexual assaults. There's also a mention in there of aggressive vendors and tourists scams at some of these popular destinations. So it is raising the level of concern. What I'm trying to say is it's not that level four where you say just don't travel there because, you know, it's really, really, really bad. It's
right.
Just that they're starting to see this trend uptick.
No, I remember, and I can't, you know, don't quote me on the year or anything, Gary, but I know when I was living in South Africa at one point, because we were dumb teenagers, I remember Derek was living in Ireland and I was living in South Africa, and we were going to meet up in Egypt. Don't ask me about that, but we were going to. But at that time, there was a lot of pirate activity going on, and there mm-hmm. there was this, I believe it was a level four, where it was like, don't even travel there. Like, just don't even go, because you're guaranteed to be in trouble. So I do remember that. So I understand, obviously, the levels of it. What I think is interesting, and this was a past conversation you and I had, either on the podcast or here on the show, I can't remember, the two are very married, but you know, being in a place that is not like home. And so one of the things I was reading about this St. Lucia situation is that the police response times on the island are much slower than what they are in America. And I think that's fascinating because even our mindset sometimes of, oh, well, this is how they would respond here. So, you know, I'm just going to call 911 and they'll be here in a matter of minutes. That is actually not the case in a lot of other countries, which is, I think, fascinating. People may not think of that.
Well, that and we've also talked about that, not necessarily you and I, but we also know that, you know, medical you know, you have to be aware of medical response as well. You know, we are fortunate that, especially in Connecticut, we have a lot of high level hospitals and other medical services. You got to be aware of that. But yeah, it's everything. You know, when you are going, especially out of the country, you are expecting things to be normal based on your experiences at home, and they're not. They just can't be. Mm-hmm. And it's at a time when you're traveling, so you're less aware because you just want to have a good time and you want to have fun. You're on vacation, so those two things are kind of weighing against you, and that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important that we have this conversation. Is that, you know, just take some time, especially traveling overseas. The State Department puts out advisories. You should be going to the website. You should be looking at that and saying, where am I going to, and what are the things that I should be considering when I'm going somewhere else?
Yeah. And again, we've got Gary McNamara here, our law enforcement expert on the show. But you don't even have to leave the country, honestly, Gary, for things to be so different. Did you see the recent story in Yellowstone, the bison attack?
Yeah.
That's wild. That video is insane.
You're right. And it's funny you mention it, because it's like, that's not even a crime, but... So I've been to Yellowstone, and the bison can come.
Guy's a world traveler, bison, I swear.
The bison, I've actually been to all 50 states, and you know that.
Wait, no, I didn't know that. Have you been to all 50 states?
I have, yeah. Yeah, Hawaii was 3 years ago.
You're just a man of the world. That's amazing. Okay, go on.
But the bison can come up pretty quick on you. And if you've never been around a bison, and I haven't, I'm not a bison expert, but this video now you see is like, clear picture that these individuals did not necessarily do all their preparedness to say if there's a bison that close and it's doing that, just get out of here. Don't be taking pictures of it, because it can change so rapidly. And that's a great example of not necessarily understanding the environment that they're in.
Well, it's so true. And I don't know why so many times South Africa comes up on this show, but I have to bring it up. It's interesting because, again, you know, out of sight, out of mind, what we're not used to. And this is going to sound so ridiculous, okay? So please don't poke fun. But I remember when I was living in South Africa, my family came over to visit me for a week. And when they were here, we were on a safari, obviously. And at one point, an elephant was charging the truck we were in. And my siblings were, like, very calm. But everybody else in the truck is obviously nervous, including the driver, might I add. And I'm nervous. And everybody else in my family is like, this is great. And they're standing up, they're taking pictures. And the guy is like, can you guys chill? Like, we need to get out of this situation. And in their mind, they're like, well, we've been on safari at Disney World. This is like all part of the attraction. He's like, no, this is a wild elephant who is not happy we are here. And I'll just never forget it, because it really is so, again, what you are used to is not always what reality is. And so, like, even in this situation, it sounded like it was a grandfather and his grandson, I think, who were visiting. And I don't know if it was a situation of the boy got too close or just didn't think that the bison would charge at them. But I mean, pretty scary situation. But that's just it. Like, they're roaming and we're entering their territory. And I feel like when you're out of your comfort zone, we don't always think about that.
That's right. And it goes back to our conversation on social proof. And the concept of people react to what other people are doing. In your case in South Africa, the driver is somebody that you want to look at. Because if he's calm, then that's fine. But when the driver, who lives there and does this all the time, when he's kind of elevated, that's something you want to kind of take heed with. And again, when traveling, too, go to, you know, the resorts that you're at. Make sure that you have conversations with people to say, what are they concerned about?
Yeah. Also, speaking of Canada, to just kind of circle back to the very beginning of this conversation, isn't there an issue in Canada right now? Or have there been, like, upticks in stolen vehicle crimes in Canada?
Yeah. You know, Melissa, it's funny because you and I have these conversations a lot, and I'm guilty of it, too. You know, so I'm going to Canada, like I said, in the middle of August.
I know. I'm watching your dog. I can't wait.
And I started researching rental cars, because I was going to take my car, and it's an SUV, and then all of a sudden I found out that SUVs are being stolen in Canada. So I said, maybe I'll rent one. And then there's rental car companies that are not allowing you to take SUVs over the border into Canada, because it's such a rampant problem. Everywhere you go, there are challenges, and I'm still going to Canada, and we'll figure it out. I'll probably just bring my car, but I'll take some precautions. But there is anywhere you go on vacation is not your home and it's not your custom area. So, you know, I'm doing research just like everybody else is going on vacation now and trying to figure out what that's going to look like. But in Canada, there are stolen cars is a big problem. Pickpocket is a big problem. So it's just something that everybody's got to be aware of when you travel.
Yeah, certainly. You're not taking your car. Stop acting like your car is not your favorite. Besides Gary's three children, his favorite thing in the world is this car. There's no way you're taking the car to Canada.
I don't think I'm going to take the car.
Yeah, there's no way. So stop telling it. You're going to rent a car. I mean, stop.
Right.
You sound ridiculous.
That is true. That is true.
Don't lie to people.
But it's a good example of being prepared. It's a good example of being prepared when you travel.
I totally agree. I don't mean to make light of it because you're right. I think even, you know, to your point, even if it's somewhere you're comfortable with, again, Canada is something that is very familiar to you, but to just check and to make sure before you go anywhere. And that's the same for even when you're crossing state lines to make sure that if you're going somewhere to know, like even the water quality for beaches, for example, you know, check that if you're going to go, you know, to the upper part of the state or you're going to cross into Rhode Island or into Massachusetts, whatever, check those things, just see what's going on. And that's a very quick Google search, you know, news in whatever town it is, boop, and see what comes up in the last like 5 days. It's you know, it's pretty easy to do. We just don't think to do it. So Gary McNamara, thank you so much for making that top of mind. And I'm sure I'm going to talk to you very soon.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa.
All right. Thanks, Gary.